Throw into Chorley. Matt Challoner plays it to Whittam, who's dropped deep to get this one. Challoner, nice chip forward there. Gonzalez after this one. Headed down by Marcus Carver. Marcus Carver tries to flick it back. Comes back to Gonzalez. Saved by Chorley. Well, it was a goal for Chorley. And it has been coming, I'm afraid. It was the ball fell for Gonzalez. He tried the first shot. That was stopped by Carnell. Went straight back, though, to Gonzalez. He didn't miss with the second attempt. And in his competitive debut for Chorley, that goal machine, Sefton Gonzalez, player of the season for Clitheroe last season. And FC will be hoping to make sure it doesn't continue as last season's game did. Winter flicks it out. Thompson has stayed onside, right-hand side. Takes it towards the corner flag now with a cross. Decent cross. Oh, there's a goal! It's gone in! What about that? Cross comes short. Took everybody by surprise. Well, we'll convene the pundit's jury to decide whether or not he meant that, Paul.
Sam Ashton was completely caught wrong-footed by it. It just sailed over his head. I think he was looking for the deep cross, but I think he was looking for the men coming in.
Yeah, that's right.
And nobody came in pretty much to attack it, but it just flew into the back post.
Well, that really has made a game of it, and FC's first goal in a season opener since 2012. And on this balmy, this hot afternoon here at Victory Park, Chorley FC 1, FC United and Manchester 1. We just had a proper drinks break. Good job I'm not an unreconstructed football fan saying that Jesse's having a drinks break. Duty of care and all that.
Oh, he's
come on, game is a bad pass. Geelong wrote Chorley to make it 2-1. An appalling error there on the far side. I think it was Leather who made the mistake. Jerome Wright alert to the chance. Very calm and collected, took it round Sam Ashton and then just strokes it into the net.
I'm a big fan of the drinks breaks.
Well, it is a bit like a cricket drinks break where a player loses concentration.
Well, the first goal left Sam Ashton as pink-faced as his shirt, and I think the right-back will have a red face now after that back pass.
That's right. What I think that less clear, I mean, it was more... You would blame Sam Ashton for that first goal, but it was more of an unusual one. That was just a poor, poor back pass.
It was sold horribly short.
And but Jerome Wright still had to do the job, and he kept his cool, just slid it back. Could Ashton maybe have gone to ground? Would he have given himself a better chance?
He probably would have. He would have fouled him, I think, because it was classy from Jerome, that, wasn't it?
Possibly against the run of play. We're now 2-1 up with 28 minutes on the clock.
In comes the free kick. Floated nicely. Headed down by Teague. Battling away is Ashworth. Ball still not clear. It's bubbling around. FC just can't get rid of it. Whittam. Teague. 2-2. 2-2. And FC United just did not deal with that. How many chances do they want to give Chorley? Ball bubbling around. And it was after you. A nice one that was slid to Teague. And a good cool finish there from the Chorley skipper. And it's 2-2.
Similar story to the first goal, really, isn't it? Failure to clear the lines.
Free kick in an excellent position.
With a pushing and shoving going on for no particular reason.
Yeah, players losing their cool a little bit here, and this is where the more experienced heads like Tom Greaves getting involved there, just calming things down.
Thompson's lining this up.
Now this is an opportunity. It's about 23 yards out. And George Thompson, who's got a very, very accomplished right foot. Chandler in attendance as well. He could play it with his left foot.
Five in the world plus two FC.
Now then, can FC make something of this? George Thompson strides forward. Oh, what an absolute beauty from George Thompson! Low to the left hand, keeper's left hand. It's an absolutely impeccable delivery from George Thompson, which gives FC the lead. Well won there, Jerome Wright, with an excellent run. The foul was given, and George Thompson, that is as good as you'll see. Still 3-2 FC lead, but here comes the corner from Whittam. Beautiful delivery, headed in, and that just about sums up the poor defending from FC United. It's the number 5, it's Scott Leather. He rises, nobody rising with him, and you just get exactly what you deserve. And David Carnell must be hopping mad. He saves a penalty, and just a beautiful cross. You have to say that Whittam's delivery all afternoon has been excellent.